Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the election is still more than a year away, and of course, the 2020 ballot will have other items on it besides the presidential choice. In Colorado, advocates of the gray wolf want voters to decide whether the wolf should be reintroduced in Colorado as it has been in Montana, Idaho, and Yellowstone National Park. Ali Budner from member station KRCC reports.
The last place you might expect to find a wolf is inside a public library, a place that doesn't even allow pets in the door. But today, Shia, a so-called wolf ambassador, is pacing the fourth floor of the downtown library in Pueblo, Colorado. He's surrounded by an enthusiastic crowd.
He might lick you in the face, too.
Shia is a grayish-white, pale-eyed creature from a wildlife center about an hour away. His handler, Michelle Smith, explains he's mostly wolf with a touch of domesticated dog. Smith holds Shia on a leash, hands him the occasional piece of beef jerky, and answers questions from a swarm of excited kids.
Maybe pet the wolf? Are wolves related to foxes?
Shia may be the event's main attraction, but there's a bigger goal here beyond just giving kids a chance to see a wild animal like this up close. The event is educating potential voters. There's a table in the corner here with volunteers and pamphlets about wolves. A group called the Rocky Mountain Wolf Action Fund is working to get an initiative on the state ballot for 2020.
And what that language says is very simple.
Delia Malone is a Sierra Club ecologist.
Do Coloradans want wolves restored to Colorado?
Specifically to federal public lands in the mountains of western Colorado. Gray wolves once roamed across nearly all of the Mountain West. Malone says they disappeared from the greater region and from Colorado more than 75 years ago after they were targeted for extermination. Whether or not that's a good thing depends on who you ask. Here's Malone's take.
There are so many myths that wolves are going to kill all your livestock, that wolves are going to kill all the elk and all the deer. That hasn't been proven out scientifically.
There are places where elk numbers have drastically declined after wolves were put on the landscape.
That second voice is Blake Henning with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, a hunting advocacy group. He says if that kind of decline were to happen in Colorado, the state would lose more than elk. It would lose money, too.
A lot of non-residents go to Colorado to hunt elk. That's a significant driver for small towns and has a significant economic impact.
Colorado has the most elk of any state in the country, around 280,000 of them. Experts say gray wolves might kill about 3% of them per year, far fewer than hunters do. But Henning says it's not just hunting interests at stake. Ranchers, too, will suffer the cost.
And costs not only just in livestock loss, but man hours, managing a herd, dealing with stress on animals.
The ballot initiative does say that livestock owners would be compensated for any animals killed by wolves, but Henning says that might not repair all the damage done, and he's skeptical of putting this decision in the hands of regular voters.
The rightful decision maker should be the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Game Commission.
And he says that agency's stance has so far been clear. It's funded in large part by hunting and fishing licenses. As recently as 2016, it said it did not support a reintroduction of gray wolves because of potential conflict with the state's livestock industry and big game like deer and elk.
My gosh, there's plenty of deer and elk.
That's veteran wolf biologist Mike Phillips. He's currently a Democratic state senator in Montana and director of the Ted Turner Endangered Species Fund. In 1995, he helped lead the reintroduction of gray wolves to Yellowstone National Park. He says wolves actually keep elk and deer populations, as well as entire ecosystems, healthier.
They will hunt frequently enough to cause the deer and elk to behave slightly differently. That brings a relief to vegetation. And when the vegetation isn't being pressed so by grazing and browsing deer and elk, it begins to change, inevitably making any ecological setting richer and more diverse than it would be otherwise.
He also says livestock kills are fairly rare, and there are non-lethal ways of keeping wolves at a distance, like simply tying flags to fence posts. It's called fladry, and he says it works.
We know a lot about gray wolves, so when we speak about what restoration would look like in Colorado, we're speaking from decades of experience.
A recent bipartisan poll showed roughly two-thirds of Colorado voters support reintroducing gray wolves in the state. The Rocky Mountain Wolf Action Fund is collecting signatures this summer to get their initiative onto next year's ballot. For Here and Now, I'm Allie Budner.
And Allie's story comes to us from the Mountain West News Bureau.